Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. President Biden will mark 1 year since the Uvalde, Texas school shooting today. 19 children and two teachers were killed when a gunman entered Robb Elementary School and opened fire in a fourth grade classroom. The reason for police to not confront the shooter for a large amount of time is still being investigated. The White House says Biden will reiterate his call for Congress to act to help stop gun violence. Texas Governor Greg Abbott is ordering all flags statewide to be lowered to half staff today, and a moment of silence will take place at 11:30 a.m. Central Time. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has announced he will launch his presidential bid with Elon Musk tonight on Twitter. Musk added this is a first-time-ever event, and there will be an unscripted question-and-answer session afterwards. DeSantis and presidential candidate Donald Trump lead the ever-growing GOP field for 2024. Elon Musk.
We'll be interviewing Ron DeSantis, and he has quite an announcement to make.
GOP national debt negotiators say a significant gap remains between Republicans and Democrats as they discuss raising the debt ceiling. Republican lawmaker Patrick McHenry says the fundamental issue of spending still remains, while Representative Garrett Graves told reporters that until the White House recognizes that it is a spending problem, there will continue to be issues with the negotiations. A bill that would have required all Texas public schools to display the Ten Commandments prominently in every classroom has failed. Yesterday was the last day to approve the bill before the legislative session ends next Monday, and time expired before the Senate House could vote on the Ten Commandments bill. The Texas Senate approved the measure last month. The Final Four in hockey's race for the Stanley Cup playoffs has two teams emerging as dominant forces. Both the Vegas Golden Knights and Florida Panthers lead their best-of-seven series 3-0. Games continue tonight and tomorrow night. USA News.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
A letter sent to the House Ways and Means Committee, Internal Revenue Service Commissioner Daniel Werfel denied intervening to retaliate against a whistleblower in connection with the Hunter Biden complaint and investigation. This, as a second whistleblower, has now come forward. Representative Nancy Mace, the Republican from South Carolina, on Fox News.
Anyone at the IRS today or anyone in the administration, if you have something to say, if you've seen something with the Hunter Biden investigation, you want to talk to the Oversight Committee, we will protect you. We're going to protect every whistleblower that comes forward into this investigation. If the FBI and DOJ won't do their job, well, we'll do it for them.
Presidential candidate Donald Trump was told by a Manhattan, New York court to keep his comments about the case to himself.
During a virtual appearance in a Manhattan courtroom Tuesday, Trump was told by Manhattan Supreme Court Justice Juan Merchan that he could potentially be sanctioned if he violates a court order. Trump appeared with his defense team from Mar-a-Lago, only speaking to say, "I do," when the judge asked if he had a copy of the court order. This order bans Trump from speaking publicly about evidence in the Stormy Daniels case. Trump has pleaded not guilty to the charges against him, and the next court date in the case is set for March of next year. I'm Skip Kelly.
SpaceX scrubbed a launch attempt early this evening at Cape Canaveral, Florida, due to bad weather, delaying until tonight the liftoff of an Airbus-built communication satellite for ArabSat. Today is officially Aviation Maintenance Technician Day. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
6 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez with you. Good to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day, and just in time for Memorial Day and a Hallowed Day. I always say, you know, every year we get to this point, and I struggle a bit, I have to tell you, because I know some people want to say Happy Memorial Day. And I think it's much more significant than just a joyous celebration. It is a day of honor, where we remember those that paid the ultimate sacrifice for the freedoms we enjoy today. Jared Frederick is with us right now, and we're going to be talking about his new book, Fierce Valor, A True Story of Ronald Spears and His Band of Brothers. Jared is the author. He's appeared on PBS, C-SPAN, and Turner Classic Movies, a former park ranger at Gettysburg National Military Park. He is the host of Real History on YouTube and an instructor of history at Penn State Altoona. Jared, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
So, Fierce Valor, why did you have to write this book?
Really, it was my longstanding interest in Easy Company, the 506th Parachute Infantry Regiment in World War II, famously depicted in the HBO series Band of Brothers, which has had a very long and beloved shelf life among aficionados in military history. And really, I was interested in digging a bit further into the story with my co-author, Eric Dorr, and I. And of the most frequent questions we would receive, it pertained to an officer by the name of Ronald Spears, who was the longest-serving commander of the Easy Company. And in the series, he's portrayed as this rather enigmatic and cryptic personality. And what we ultimately set out to do was to separate fact from fiction and pick the life of a very iconic officer. So that's what compelled us to embark on this endeavor.
Well, and there was all kinds of names and descriptions of Spears. You know, his comrades in Easy Company called him a killer. No paratrooper in the legendary Band of Brothers was more enigmatic, as you said, as Spears. He's rumored to have gunned down enemy prisoners, even one of his own disobedient sergeants, and one of World War II's most storied soldiers. But you break it down, you say, okay, let's find out who this Ronald Spears is, because like anything, you know, stories after the fact can grow exponentially, right?
Absolutely. He's a rather mythical person, and he started to become mythical in the eyes of his own men, even as the Second World War was ongoing. And really, the best way to separate fact from fiction in instances like this is to go back to the source material. What were people seeing and talking about as the war was unfolding?
Mm-hmm.
And so it required substantial detective work. We had to pull records from the National Archives. We had access to oral history interviews conducted years later by individuals who were there. And so all of that material substantially helped us in our quest to paint a real-life depiction of this iconic individual.
Well, I would say from a military standpoint, it's particularly dangerous when you say that here he is, you know, he gunned down his own sergeant, you know, for being disobedient. I mean, things like that, that gets a little over the top. And you kind of need to put that into perspective. Otherwise, you know, down the road, somebody would say, well, I'm just being like Ronald Spears. You know, why is that a problem shooting my own, you know, fellow military man, right?
Absolutely. And there was that weight of responsibility in telling that part of the story. And that particular incident, which is presented as largely hearsay and innuendo in the series Band of Brothers, it was a rather tense event which occurred just a day after D-Day. And all in all, to boil the story down, one of his sergeants was intoxicated and pulled a gun on his superior. And so in reality, it was an act of self-defense on Ronald Spears' part. And it was not some prerogative or, power play on.
Yeah, some kind of like a general Patton move or something like that.
Perhaps so, yes.
Yeah. So there was, you know, you put it into context, and it's good you do that. What was it about the Band of Brothers that to this day that this you know this part of history, it just gravitates and has such high interest, Jared?
I think it's a great question, and it was something that I was always asking myself as I was researching and writing this book. I think why the story of the Band of Brothers is unique is that it did something that really no Hollywood production prior to that had done. It used 10 hours of television time to take viewers on a journey. And on that journey, we could see how a unit and the men in it evolved, how they adapted, how they reacted to the war, how they interacted with each other. We get a sense of what war does to people, and it put it in very human terms that allowed us to associate with these characters in a way that a typical two-hour war movie often cannot. And I think that's one major reason why even 20 years beyond the airing of this iconic series, why people still have a lot of affinity for that story and the real life individuals who were associated with it. Because all in all, what Band of Brothers is that it was a gateway for a lot of people to spark an interest in the Second World War. And my whole philosophy as I look at History versus Hollywood on my YouTube channel, Real History, movies, especially historical movies, can serve as a really useful foundation for engaging in these sorts of broader discussions that are worth having.
Exactly. Yeah, because, you know, the question always is, do we have to go to war? I mean, here we are. We're again talking about the possibilities of World War III. And, you know, so, yes, we would hope to analyze and understand, you know, why countries go to war.
Yeah, absolutely. And I often think in historical terms, both the Civil War and the Second World War, there really are two defining conflicts because they pose these existential crises to our republic. And they were these all-consuming moments in which everybody in every aspect of society, whether you were 7 years old or 70 years old, you were expected to contribute to the war effort in some way.
Jared, we've got to go to break. Let's pick it up from there when we come back, okay?
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Good news. Not all communication is being canceled, especially for the case of a Tennessee woman who was recently kidnapped by her ex-boyfriend. This is Bill Martinez, man of God, nationally syndicated radio host, former Marine, and award-winning marketing professional. The victim was able to communicate to a clerk with a simple hand gesture that she needed help. The savvy clerk understood the hand gesture and called police, who were able to rescue the woman. It reminds us just how important communication is to our human culture. It connects us with family, friends, even would-be heroes. Sometimes we never know the difference even a smile can make for someone who may be losing hope for human connection. A word of encouragement, a touch, something that costs so little can be so priceless. Let's make today the day that we look for an opportunity to encourage and lift a fellow sojourner in this life that we're navigating. You never know, you may find yourself at the right place in time to be the difference for a fellow man or woman.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
After the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. Our conversation with the author of Fierce Valor, Jared Frederick, continues. Jared, as you were saying, yes, 99% of World War II vets are gone. And so we cherish the memories and we look back on those years as, iconic years, defining years of this great American experiment in many ways, don't we?
Absolutely. And to think about it proportionately, you know, with 16 million Americans serving in uniform, that was something like one out of every 8 or 9 Americans who was living in the country today, back then. Mm-hmm. Today, the proportion is 1 out of 100. And
right.
So, as I alluded to, it was an all-hands-on-deck moment. Because, you know, as I've interviewed and researched World War II veterans, most of them didn't enter the conflict envisioning themselves as liberators, thinking that I'm going to go out and save people in foreign countries. The thought was, if we don't stop the Axis powers in these foreign countries, they're going to be coming after us. And that.
Exactly.
That was the mentality of the mm-hmm. time. But as we see in some of the final episodes of Band of Brothers, which is very eloquently depicted, they realized that they were, in fact, part of this great crusade to assist and liberate people of other countries. And it took many months of war, in some cases, for a lot of those individuals to realize that. And so, like most military conflicts, the thoughts, the opinions, the perspectives of those fighting it and why they're fighting it often evolve.
Yeah. Well, and I think that's an excellent point, because one of the things, you know, especially for those of us who had parents that fought in World War II,
mm-hmm.
our parents are very reticent to talk about it. Maybe in part because, as you said, they're still processing, you know. No matter how many years World War II has been over, they continue to process, okay, what happened? Like you said, it wasn't that they went there to go and liberate, but to go and to make sure that they didn't come to the United States and, in fact, and attack our homeland. But along the way, you know, here it is. You're living life in a situation that is incomprehensible. I mean, you know, people are dying by the thousands around you. And the impact that has with these men and women that will take their personal stories and their horrors, you know, with them to the day they die.
Absolutely. And what I just heard from you is something that I've heard from so many children and grandchildren of World War II veterans. I wish I had a dollar for every time I've heard somebody say, oh, he didn't talk about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and it says a lot about the generation. I think in many ways they were a very stoical, reserved generation. Most of them weren't very absorbed, self-absorbed by some of their actions, and a lot of them saw themselves as merely having a job to do, and having achieved the ends of that job. They came home and they simply tried to get on with their lives. And it really wasn't until the 1990s, from my perspective, that a lot of them started to open up and talk about their experiences. I think the 50th anniversary of D-Day in 1994 was one thing that triggered a lot of these conversations. And then 4 years later, the movie Saving Private Ryan comes out, and that opened up the floodgates about public consciousness and reaching out to veterans. And the popularity of that film spurs not only the creation of the D-Day Museum, now the National World War II Museum in New Orleans, but also our national monument to World War II.
Yeah.
In Washington, D.C. So exactly. It certainly speaks to the power of Hollywood and film in mm-hmm. shaping our perceptions of the past.
Was there also, you know, part of the dynamic as well, was it seemed that World War II vets, after seeing what happened to Vietnam vets, felt like, you know, in the spirit of Band of Brothers, that they had to come and support, you know, the next generation of military that served?
I think that certainly has something to do with it. And you saw multiple generations of veterans rally behind their Vietnam War brethren at the dedication of the Vietnam Wall Memorial in Washington, D.C. And I've seen a number of photographs and footage from the dedication of that. And there were World War I veterans, as well as World War II and Korean War veterans, who showed up to the dedication of that. And I think what that does is that it speaks to the power of place when we think about our memorials, when we think about our historic sites, and we think about museums that nurture these sorts of conversations about the past. They can be incredibly powerful places for people to congregate and to contemplate what we as a society have gone through in previous generations. So I don't think you're off the mark there at all in saying that.
Well, and I think the other thing, when we talk about the Band of Brothers and why particularly people in the military, I mean, we're talking here the story of Ronald Spears and his particular Band of Brothers, but there were many Band of Brothers within the military, and even to this day, that come together for the sake of defending the country and protecting one another, and especially if you're in a combat zone which, thank God, only represents, I mean, you talked about the percentage of people that were involved, you know, World War II, all hands on deck, you get to Vietnam, not quite the same numbers, but still, you know, a lot of people were involved in Vietnam. There are many, I just see as, you know, bands of brothers that can relate to this idea, and particularly those in a combat zone, because that's unique. Because, you know, you're talking maybe 1% of the military force actually in a combat zone.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I think some of the universal themes that we find in Band of Brothers is what underscores its appeal, not only to we civilians watching it, but it's a very popular series within the military as well, people getting together on various bases and outposts to watch it. And I think what it does is that it encapsulates many aspects of the military experience. And my good friend, who is my producer on Real History, he is a veteran of the war in Iraq, and he worked with a mechanical maintenance outfit. And he told me in a very candid conversation one day, he said, nobody's ever going to make a movie about my guys, you know, people who were fixing Humvees and trucks and armored vehicles. But when we think about something like Band of Brothers, it nonetheless captures some of the elements of military service, that camaraderie.
Right.
Ideas of what makes good leadership and bad leadership. The sort of bonds that are forged among people who are serving in a military outfit in a foreign country. And he said, even though my experiences are dramatically different from something along the lines of a paratrooper in World War II, you nonetheless have those kernels of truth that are universal for anybody who is in military service. So I think that's one of the great draws of the story, and that's something that we tried to sum up as best as we could in telling the story of Ronald Spears within Fierce Valor.
Exactly. That's the name of the book, Fierce Valor, a true story of Ronald Spears and his Band of Brothers. Jared Frederick, the author, has been our guest. Jared, 45 seconds left. What's the takeaway that the reader should get from your book?
I think we should reflect upon the World War II generation, and it was a generation that put this idea of the collective good above self, and there too I think it's one of the great universal themes that we can learn from that very notable generation.
That's why they're recognized as our greatest generation, right? Because of their sacrifice of self. Jared Frederick, you're awesome. Thank you so much for being with us. Congratulations on the book.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Take care. It'll be linked on our website at BillMartinezShow.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA News Update. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has announced he will launch his presidential bid with Elon Musk tonight on Twitter. Musk added this is a first-time ever event and there will be an unscripted question-and-answer session afterwards. DeSantis and presidential candidate Donald Trump lead the ever-growing GOP field for 2024. Elon Musk.
We'll be interviewing Ron DeSantis, and he has quite an announcement to make.
GOP national debt negotiators say a significant gap remains between Republicans and Democrats as they discuss raising the debt ceiling. Republican lawmaker Patrick McHenry says the fundamental issue of spending still remains, while Representative Garrett Graves told reporters that until the White House recognizes that it is a spending problem, there will continue to be issues with the negotiations. Lance Pry, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
With the America, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us, and we're talking The Chosen, and this time we've got one of the executive producers, Brad Pelo. I guess he's had enough fun for the day, so they said, hey, go out and play with Bill for a little bit, huh, Brad?
Hey, I'm all in. Happy to play with Bill.
Hey, that's good fun. Well, I only say that because you got it's the three musketeers, you know, you and Dallas and Daryl, and, you know, that's a bucket of monkeys right there.
that's a very good analogy to what our life is like.
Well, I just got to imagine, because I know Daryl, and he's just been all kinds of fun, and his lunacy can be quite contagious. So that's why I say that. And I know that you guys are just a fun group, and obviously the chemistry that you have been able to appreciate and generate and bless us with, because it comes across throughout so far the three series and soon to be number four that'll be coming up shortly of The Chosen.
Yeah, we're so excited to be able to bring the next season, and the three monkeys are each doing their part. You know, Dallas is on set today. This week is the halfway point for the season. Daryl's off doing his magic, which is helping us market and reach the world with The Chosen.
Right. Brad, how did you get involved with The Chosen?
Great question. I was one of those guys. You've heard the story. You know, my wife says, you need to watch this show. And I said, no, not interested. Those Jesus shows are always just a little too cheesy for me. Mm-hmm. And it was in the middle of COVID. We were living in New York City. And And finally, I acquiesced and sat down and watched one of the shows and was hooked. I'd been a film producer in my career for a decade and had not necessarily myself wanted to be telling this type of a story. Nonetheless, I, as a Christian, just really felt deep passion for the work that Dallas and Daryl had begun and asked if there was anything I could do to help. And their response was, can you help us get a set for season two? And so I met Dallas for the first time as he loaded into my Jeep and we drove into the desert of Utah. And we saw what we now call the Goshen set, the Jerusalem set that we used for the Chosen. So that was the beginning of what has now become a 2.5-year relationship. Dallas invited me to join Blue and Daryl and be the president of the company, which means I don't have anything to do with the storytelling directly, but I make sure it happens.
Yeah, exactly.
I create the air cover for the job to get done.
A franchise like this, Brad, you know, especially when you're talking about your faith, do you feel like, and sometimes it's like you're on hallowed ground? I mean, because what they have done and how the writers have come together, the team. I mean, when we say the writers, I mean certain things. I mean, the whole team, the actors, the cast, all this stuff coming together. They just there just seems to be, you know, almost magical, if not supernatural, synergy that's taking place here.
It is beautiful to witness what God's doing. I would say that most of us try to not overthink it. It's kind of like when you hop on that roller coaster ride that you're a little frightened to be on, and you get to the top, and you just sort of say, there's no getting off. We're on for the ride. Let's see how it goes. And we're just really so busily helping it happen that only infrequently do we have an opportunity to stop and sort of survey its impact. But we're grateful when we do, because what we see is beautiful lives and people who are helping us by supporting the show, sharing the message of the show. But at the end of the day, it's a show. It's an important show, we feel, because it tells an important story. But hallowed ground is not a word that we use, because I'm afraid we'd freeze in our tracks if we actually thought about it.
Right, exactly. But, you know, the fact of the matter that you've got buy-in from such a huge number of fans. I mean, you've raised, what, over $100 million to cover production expenses for four seasons, all raised through viewer support. I mean, you are the envy of, you know, of the movie world.
Well, we're commanded not to envy that. So let's think of it another way. We are witness to a beautiful thing that God is doing. He's moved upon the hearts of people to support this effort, and we're only partway on the journey. You know, if you think about it purely financially, which is something I have to think about, you know, we're still probably $200 million away from finishing the story. There's a lot more work to be done, and the story gets bigger, and it requires more actors, and as the show becomes successful, those actors and crews expect to be paid better than they were in the early days when it was just a little show. So it's a heavy responsibility, but we just are trusting that God will move upon those that need to support it in order for it to happen.
Exactly. Well, you've completed three seasons. The fourth is expected to be released, January of next year. And we just can't wait, you know, for this. But meanwhile, you've got the first three seasons that are available. And how can people tune into those?
Well, season one is available very broadly. So if you're new to the show and you just want to experience it, it's probably readily accessible to you. So think Netflix, Amazon, Peacock, Roku. There's the Chosen app that you can download from the App Store anywhere in the world and watch all seasons for free on the Chosen app. It's also being broadcast, BYU TV, TBN, in international markets on various broadcasters and streaming platforms. Season 3 currently is only available on the Chosen app and the Angel app. Angel was our early partner here at the Chosen, so they still have it on their app. But it'll be available more broadly in the months ahead. We have some, actually a big announcement we just made yesterday.
Yes.
We have a new distribution partner. So Angel Studios had been our early partner, and we really owe a lot to them for helping us get this show launched. But the show will now be represented by Lionsgate, and they're a Hollywood studio. Currently in theaters is a Lionsgate film called John Wick. So, you know, they would be known for a lot of Hollywood content for good or evil. It's just content. And yet they have supported some of the greatest Christian projects as well. So most recently, Jesus Revolution was put out by Lionsgate. I Can Only Imagine, which is one of the biggest Christian films. And so we found a partner who not only is willing to support a project like this, but we feel like we're kind of standing on the shoulders of giants because they have access to media platforms all over the world. They have hundreds of Lionsgate employees who spend all their time trying to figure out how to get the Chosen into the hands of TV broadcasters and streamers in every country. So we're excited that in the not-too-distant future, this summer, we expect to be chosen on broadcast networks and new platforms everywhere.
Exactly. I mean, already, not too shabby, 175 countries on all seven continents. Over 50 languages the Chosen has been translated into? That gives them a good beginning, you know, to move forward and do even greater things, right?
Absolutely. One of the things we're most excited about is our relationship with the Come and See Foundation. This is a nonprofit organization that accepts donations that allows the Chosen to continue to meet its production budgets, but also is dubbing and translating the Chosen into many, many languages. Their goal is to provide the Chosen in 600 languages. That would cover over 90% of the spoken languages in the world. And and they hope to reach that goal within the next 2 to 3 years. We'll see the Chosen dubbed, which means the voiceover, in as many as 50 languages this year.
Brad Pelo, thanks again. God bless. All the best for The Chosen. We look forward to season number 4 coming in January of next year.
Thank you, Bill. Appreciate being here.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Do you use pesticides in your job? Specifically Roundup. Roundup, made by Monsanto, contains a chemical called glyphosate, which has been linked to cancer. If you've used Roundup and you have cancer, you may be entitled to a cash award. Over $10 billion has been set aside to pay users of Roundup who've been diagnosed with cancer. Time is almost running out to file your claim. So if you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've used Roundup, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And time to file is almost gone, so please call right now.
800-890-7088. 800-890-7088. 800-890-7088.
That's 800-890-7088.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, Fred Dwyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 water improves the acid-alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 works. I know. I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 water for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7 water. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
Back with you, America. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you want to check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. Judge Jeanine Pirro is with us, highly respected judge, former district attorney, elected politician, sought after legal commentator, author, champion of women's rights, and of course, part of the most popular, popular show on Fox News. Judge Jeanine, good to have you with us. How are you?
Well, terrific, thank you. And I got to tell you, last year The Five was number one on all news cable. So it's great to be with you, and it's great to talk about things that are very contemporary today.
Well, without a doubt, I mean, with all that's going on right now, whistleblowers being stifled, a president that is, even commentators on Fox have just, they're not holding anything back anymore, and they're calling the president for what he is. I mean, he's mentally impaired, and that makes us all sad because it's very costly in the process.
Well, the problem is that America's in a bad place, irrespective of whether it's the leader at the top or in terms of what's going on across the country. That's why I wrote Crimes Against America, The Left's Takedown of Our Republic. It is a time in America where we have to either, straighten out what's going on or forever give up on this idea that in Ronald Reagan's mind was the shining city on the hill. So that's why I work Crimes Against America, and I certainly talk about Joe Biden. I talk about the fact that, Joe Biden is probably responsible for making America last, and it's no surprise given the man is clearly in cognitive decline. He stumbles away from press conferences. He smirks at the press when they're asking him questions and then has his staff take them all out. But then again, this guy came on the scene as a moderate in a Trojan horse, and he's far from a moderate. As soon as the Trojan horse got into the White House, all of his leftist, socialist, Marxist people started running things. And everything was decided based on political identity. We have a vice president who's even thought of less than the president himself. But, you know, the crimes against America start with the First Amendment. You know, when Barack Obama was in as president, we had to speak politically correctly or you were a racist and a xenophobe. But now it's full-on First Amendment shutdown. With the 2020 election, they had 51 so-called intelligence agents and directors, CIA directors, saying that the Hunter Biden laptop was nothing more than disinformation. And they knew. They knew that they were creating yes. a talking point for Joe Biden. So the book is very, very contemporary in terms of what's going on in America today.
Well, as you lined it up here, I mean, this is what has made us vulnerable. And you go back to Barack Obama. Barack Obama weaponized party politics and took our eye off the ball. It's no longer about America. It's about the Democratic Party or the Republican Party. We cannot be divided. This is the United States of America. And I've heard you say that yourself, Judge. We have got to come under the banner of the red, white, and blue. And that is the United States of America, don't we?
Absolutely. And, you know, my father and grandfather are both veterans of World War II. And honestly, whether it is defund the police or this so-called social justice that no one can possibly define or describe, we are in a scenario where chaos and anarchy are alive and well. Law and order is simply, you know, looked down upon. And it's all in Democrat big cities where the homicides are up, where the robberies, the burglaries, where crime runs rampant, and all this cashless bail stuff. They act as though there's something wrong with bail when it's enshrined in the Eighth Amendment of our Constitution. And, you know, the criminals are allowed to run free. They're out before a police officer even finishes his paperwork, assuming the police officer even wants to make an arrest, is allowed to make an arrest. And in the end, what we've got is we've got a country that is not honorable in terms of its respect for law and order. And then we go to the border. There is a surge. There is an invasion at the border where the left believes that everyone should be allowed in, and we don't know who they are. And we're no longer a sovereign nation. We're literally a globalist landing spot with benefits. Anyone who wants to come here can come here. We don't need to know who you are or what your record is. Just come on in. We'll give you education, medication. We'll give you housing. We'll give you whatever you need. And if you're in New York City, you're a young man, we'll put you in the gyms in school so we can throw our kids out of the school gym, make them play in the streets. But illegals, you've got a priority in America. That is not what our founding fathers intended.
Not at all. Well, you touched on something, and I want to go back and really hone in on this because I think this is one of these underreported aspects of the most recent Durham report. When he was asked about new rules, you know, what are you going to do to reform, you know, the problems we got here? And he says it won't matter until the FBI starts caring about fidelity, bravery, and integrity. Those are values that align with morality. And as, you know, as our president, John Adams said, that our Constitution was designed for a moral and religious people. This is why our Constitution, in my humble opinion, is imploding on itself right now. What do you say?
Well, look, during the pandemic, there was a lawsuit that was brought that finally hit the Supreme Court. And, you know, that, you know, a father was outside playing ball with his son, he gets arrested. You're not allowed to go out unless you're on the left. And then you get favoritism. You get whatever you want. The rest of you peons on the right, the rest of you Americans, you know, you just got to deal with it. But we saw it during the pandemic where the COVID, millions and billions were given to the schools, and the schools never opened up. Every metric was for them to close. But there was a case that went to the United States Supreme Court. It was brought by Calvary Church. And the church said, we want to be open. And the court said, look, this is in Las Vegas. If you want to go to a casino where there are thousands of people, have at it. If you want to go to a multiplex where there are 18 theaters, you go enjoy yourself. But if you want to go to church, the most who can go to church are 50 people. And that's when we see a takedown of religion. We've seen a takedown of the First Amendment. The Second Amendment, every chance he gets. You know, Joe Biden even said that the Second Amendment is, I don't know if he said it was, that he could cut it back. It's not absolute. That was it. He said it's not absolute. Are you kidding? It is the Second Amendment. But their job on the left is to take down our history, our statues, to trash the president, and to make sure that everyone in this country is in a position where they no longer are able to do what they want, but instead they have to follow what the left says.
Exactly. Well, they've let loose a wrecking ball right through the middle of this Democratic Republic. And the good news is, Judge, is that the American people are waking up. I mean, look at the polling evidence that's out right now.
Well, look, Joe Biden is held in such low esteem, it's laughable. And mm-hmm. and the laughing vice president that we have who can't put a sentence together is even lower. And yet you want to talk about fascism, they're always fighting fascism. Nobody dares enter the race. You've got Marianne Williamson who still has a chance. And then you've got Robert Kennedy, and I give him credit. 20% of the Democrats think this guy's, you know, a viable option. Joe mm-hmm. Biden stumbles around. Can you imagine if he can't handle a press conference? What do you think he's doing in these world meetings in the G7?
Good question.
He can barely stand up.
It's
very
scary.
And that's why I wrote Crimes Against America. You can get on judgejbook.com, judgejbook.com. And all the arguments are in there. All the footnotes are in there. You're in a position where you can absolutely argue with anyone on what has gone on. And, you know, we haven't even talked about the education, CRT, white kids being made to feel that they are oppressors and bad for who they are. And mm-hmm. and then we get into the transgender thing.
Yes,
where,
exactly.
You know, there's books that are showing kids in school that I would charge them with child pornography if I were still the DA. This is unacceptable, and there's one person who predicted this would happen. In 1838, he said, America will never, never fall to a foreign power. They can cross the ocean, they can cross the Mississippi, but if America is to die, she will die by suicide alone. And that was Abraham Lincoln in 1838.
Yeah, and we're witnessing that today, Judge Jeanine, which is a heartbreak because we think, what kind of America are we going to turn over to the next generation?
Yeah, well, it's going to be one that's going to be absolutely imploded in terms of debt so we can keep it being beholden to China. And I haven't even talked about Joe Biden and the organized criminal enterprise that the Biden family has. It is very sad what's going on. And Hunter Biden, isn't it interesting how they get this congressman from New York? And I take no position on him, but they indict him in a minute and a half with 13 federal counts. George Santos, but we're going on 6 years with Hunter Biden. The guy owes $2.5 million in back taxes. Everybody who owes back taxes in that amount gets indicted. Forget about the fact that he lied on a pistol permit application. Joe Biden wants your gun, but not his son.
Right, exactly. Well, and this is the thing. There's such rank hypocrisy that's taking place. And for you, Judge, I mean, you've been there. You've been on the bench. And to see what's happened to this country right now is just got to be a heartbreak. And you go, wait a minute. We've denied common sense. There's no common sense that's relevant these days. It's amazing.
Yep, that's why I wrote the book. And I think that people will understand as they start to look at what's going on, whether it's the Durham report that came out last week, that everything they've been telling us has been a lie. And the idea that Hillary Clinton told Joe Biden and Barack Obama that she was going to create this Russian fake dossier to get everybody off her email scandal is really a sad commentary. In any event, I got to run to the next radio station.
Oh, okay, well, Judge, thank you again. I appreciate the time. Congratulations on the book. It'll be linked on our website. Take care.
Thank you so much.
You bye-bye.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
a lot.